This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. And we are in a study. We are on our ongoing study in the book of Acts. We're in chapter 15. Lord God, we thank you for another day. Lord, we praise and exalt you here today. Thank you, if it's early in the morning, for waking us up. Thank you for the breath in our lungs. If it's the end of the day, thanks for giving us strength to even get through and endure this day. Because some people don't have it as blessed as we do here in the United States. So I pray right now, Lord, for all of our listeners around the world, minister to them and give them strength today. Help them to endure all the trials that they're enduring and facing right now. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Again, I thank you for joining me here today. This program, WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. You hear a variety of different things on here. For those that hear on the radio, you hear a lot of the Sunday sermons that I preach at the church that I pastor. That church is Island Community. We're at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We meet Sunday mornings at 10:30. You are invited. We meet Sunday evenings at 6. And we just started a new series last Sunday at night, and it's entitled Be Ready Always. It's taken from 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. And that is, be ready always to give a defense for the hope, for the reason, for the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Now, how good are you at defending the faith? That word there for defense, or the King James has the word answer. It's the Greek word apologia, where the ministry apologetics comes from. That is professional defenders of the faith, which by golly, you and me ought to be. You know, when someone asks you about these things, last week we looked at, what about the poor Ethiopian? Now that's uploaded on my website, WGODradio.com, or on the Facebook page, WGOD Radio. You'll find that up there. How do you answer that? That's from the proverbial wiseacre who says, well, what about the poor Ethiopian? That is the person on the other side of the world somewhere that supposedly has never heard the gospel before. Is God going to send that person to hell? Where do you go to defend that? That's the series we just started last week. Here this coming Sunday evening, 6 o'clock, We're going to look at the inerrancy of Scripture. That is, for people who say, I don't believe that Bible. Catholics made it up. Or, I don't believe it. How do you defend that? Now, fortunately, you have to go to the Word to defend that. I know if you don't believe the Word, how do you use the Word? Well, there's a good way to do that, and that is to go to Bible prophecy. Look at things that were spoken before they happened, and then go and look at the things that happened. Because every Bible prophecy has been fulfilled, except for some which we're still waiting. So that's what we're looking at here this week. Look for the podcast uploaded as well. Here on the radio, we're on an ongoing series in Acts chapter 15. We're looking at trouble. Now, you got to remember, at the birth of the church, there's trouble. the Jews had a hard time accepting that the old dietary laws and the laws of circumcision weren't in effect anymore on the Church of Jesus Christ. Remember, what a statement that the Apostle Paul said, and I say to everyone out here who thinks that there's been no change in laws or no change in covenants, the Apostle Paul, a Pharisee, makes this comment. He says, for neither circumcision nor uncircumcision means or availeth anything but faith working through love. Pharisee said that. A Pharisee who knew the Abrahamic covenant, that a person that was not circumcised was utterly cast out and abandoned and forsaken and was no longer a part of the family of God. This Pharisee gets up and tells the people, circumcision don't amount to a hill of beans. That's what he said. Circumcision, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision means anything. But faith working through love, same thing that saved Abraham. Abraham believed God and his faith was reckoned or accounted to him as righteousness. See, there's been a change in covenants. It's not the same. And the Jews had a hard time accepting that. As we're about to see, this trouble that arose here in the early church, chapter 15 of the book of Acts, verse 1. Now certain men came down from Judea, and they taught the brethren, unless you are circumcised according to the custom of Moses, you can't be saved. Therefore, when Paul and Barnabas had no small dissension and dispute with them, they determined that Paul and Barnabas and certain others of them should go up to Jerusalem to the apostles and the elders about this question. So, being sent on their way by the church, they passed through Phoenicia and Samaria, describing the conversion of the Gentiles, and they caused great joy to all the brethren. And when they had come to Jerusalem, they were received by the church and the apostles and the elders, and they reported all things that God had done with them. But some from the sect of the Pharisees who believed rose up and said, it is necessary to circumcise them and to command them to keep the law of Moses. Now there's chapter 15, the first five verses. Here's the problem. There were some former Pharisees, now part of the church, who never could believe or would believe that the old covenant was no longer in effect anymore. So they argued about this here in chapter 15. You can read more about it. Paul gave his testimony. Peter gave a testimony. James gave a testimony. And then they sent Paul and Barnabas and a couple of other people back with this answer. And let's pick it up with the answer that they gave them. And that's chapter 15. Let's pick it up here in verse 22. Then it pleased the apostles and elders and the whole church to send chosen men of their own company to Antioch with Paul and Barnabas, namely Judas, who was also named Barsabbas, and Silas, leading men among the brethren. And they wrote this letter by them. The apostles, elders, and brethren, to the brethren who are the Gentiles in Antioch, Syria, and Cilicia, greetings. Since we have heard that some who went out from us have troubled you with words, unsettling your souls, saying you must be circumcised and keep the law, to whom we gave no such commandment. It seemed good to us, being assembled with one accord, to send chosen men to you with our beloved Barnabas and Saul, men who have risked their lives for the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We have therefore sent Judas and Silas, who will also report the same things by word of mouth, for it seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us to lay upon you no greater burden than these necessary things. That you abstain from things offered to idols, from blood, from things strangled, and from sexual immorality or fornication. If you keep yourselves from these, you will do well. Farewell. So there's a list here of things which will always continue. Things which haven't changed because of covenants. For instance, fornication has not changed because of covenant. It's not because we're in a new covenant that that doesn't apply anymore. Or things offered to, that you abstain from things offered to idols. Even though Paul said, what is an idol? It doesn't amount to anything. For what you are going to eat is sanctified by the word of God in prayer. But he said, if it offends someone else, then don't do it. Now here, he didn't want these people to be offended as well. And he didn't want the Jewish believers. They didn't want the Jewish believers to be offended. And from blood. Now, did you know actually that this command precedes the law of Moses? This goes all the way back to Genesis chapter 9. So God blessed Noah and his sons and said to them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. Verse 3, every moving thing that lives shall be food for you. I have given you all things, even as the green herbs. But then God says this to Noah, not Moses. He says, but you shall not eat flesh with its life, that is, its blood. Surely for your lifeblood I will demand a reckoning. From the hand of every beast I will require it, and from the hand of man. From the hand of every man's brother, I will require the life of man. But I want you to see there, or as you do see, that commandment was not part of the law handed down to Moses from Sinai. This went all the way back to Noah's time, and it's continuing here to this time. Exactly what that means, that you abstain from blood and from things strangled, and from sexual immorality. If you keep yourself from these, you will do well. Indeed, same thing today. If you keep yourself from these, if you keep yourself from sexual immorality, let's say that, because I don't know how much you and I have to deal with eating things with blood in it. I don't know. I don't think I was talking about a rare steak either, but we don't have that problem so much here today. But I'll tell you one that we do, and that is with sexual immorality. That is sexual relations outside of marriage. The Bible, New Testament and Old, strongly condemns this. So this is one that we indeed need to abstain from. Now that's going to wrap it up here, I guess, for chapter 15. We also see there was a big division over Mark in verse 36 when Paul said to Barnabas, let us now go back and visit our brethren in every city where we have preached the word of the Lord and see how they're doing. But Barnabas wanted to take with him John, called Mark. But Paul insisted that they not take him with them, who had departed from them in Pamphylia and had not gone with them to the work. Now their contention became so sharp that they parted from one another. So here we see these guys had a strong disagreement, and they ended up, Paul and Barnabas, this is where they parted company, and this is where Paul ended up with Silas as his traveling companion instead of Barnabas. But Paul did later, toward the end of his life, when you read in 2 Timothy, he asked Timothy to bring Mark with him. So apparently they had made everything right, and they were long over this disagreement that they had all those years ago. That's going to do it for us here today. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We'll be back on the radio here Monday, listening to the sermon, The Days of Lot.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio, and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.